There are plenty of Chinese eating places around Adelaide, often much of a muchness and sometimes with a bit of character and flair, and occasionally representing one of the particular regional cuisines of China, for example, Sichuanese. But the spread's not very wide. Since the second half of last year, there's been a newcomer out on Glen Osmond Road, representing one of the lesser-known cooking styles, but one of the most famous ancient cities of China, Xi'an, one of the four great ancient capitals, the starting point for the Silk Road, and close to the site of the entombed warriors. Well, Tasty Xi'an is an unassuming, homely eating place run by Jing and Justin Guo. I spoke with them late this week, after a busy day at the stoves. As far as I know, Tasty Xi'an is the first Western Chinese restaurant in Adelaide. Is that right?
I think so. We are the first restaurant for the Northwest Chinese traditional food.
And what's different about Northwest Chinese food?
This kind of Chinese food, I think, is mainly made of the wheat flour in the south of China. They just eat the rice. We are just eat the wheat.
And you do have noodles and bread of various kinds?
We are offering the handmade, so the pita bread. Yeah, for the handmade pita bread and handmade rou jia mo and the handmade liang pi.
So what's rou jia mo?
It's very, very traditional Chinese food. We are offering two kinds of rou jia mo. The first is the beef one, and the second one is the pork one. And we will braise all the meat for more than 20 hours. And then, when it's very, very soft and very easy to be cut it, and we will cut it into the very small pieces and put it in a handmade bread.
What is the bread like itself?
It looks like the pancake. No.
So it's flatter?
Yes, it's flat.
It's
yeah.
not a fluffy steamed one.
But it's thicker than the pancake.
Okay, and when you're cooking the meat, what sort of spices or flavorings do you put in there?
We have more than 20 kinds of spices inside.
20?
Yes.
So I can guess that most of these we don't know anything about.
Most of them you can get from like a Chinese supermarket.
Yes.
Or yeah, grocery store.
So what makes it different from, say, Beijing food or Shanghai food in terms of the flavors? What would you use in Xi'an that others would not use so much?
In our restaurant, we are offering something just like the snack, the very little thing. And we can offer many kinds of food for you, and you can taste so many different tastes.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to get the secret out of you. What is the taste of Xi'an?
I think the main taste is two kinds of spices. So one is a very good chili, the chili oil. That's very, very special. And the second one is vinegar. So all the vinegar, we made the vinegar by ourselves.
Yes.
And the chili oil. These two kinds of taste is very special.
Okay.
Than the other one. Yeah.
So a lot of people are familiar with the sort of chili or the amount of chili you have in Sichuan food. Is Xi'an food as hot as that?
It's definitely hot. I think it's more than hot, you know.
Yeah, more than hot. Yeah. It can be.
It's a very, very good taste. When I made the chili by myself, and my staff says, oh my god, I just very hungry. Smells very, very nice. The vinegar will also add more than 13 of cans of spices in there. We will boil it for more than 30 minutes, and then it will okay to ready to use.
But to me, that vinegar flavor is one of the distinctive qualities of your food. You can taste that coming through.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's come to the meat that you use.
Uh-huh.
On the western part of China,
yeah,
there's much more use of lamb and mutton
than on the eastern side. But what is it like at Xi'an?
Normally, just because of the weather, because in the western China, the weather is a little bit drier and colder than the source area. So we also eat the beef and the lamb. We are offering the yang rou pao mo.
It's like lamb soup.
Lamb soup.
In Xi'an, they left the major meat is pork. And then we also eat lamb. Because in Xi'an there's lots of Muslims population, so that's from them.
Do you cook the lamb quite differently from the beef, or is it much the same sort of recipe?
It's quite different because for the lamb soup, the main thing is the soup, and we will use the lamb bones and lamb, and we should have some of the fat ones into the soup, and boiled it's more than normally more than 6 hours.
Yes.
And we also put some spices, some kinds of spices inside, and we also have some Chinese medicines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the soup is very thick.
You thicken it?
It's not a very light one. I don't know. And the color is yellow and it looks like milk.
So this is one of your special offerings?
Yeah.
Here in your restaurant?
Yes. The lamb soup, we call it yang rou pao mo. That's a very, very traditional and famous food in Xi'an.
And what sort of noodles are in that soup?
Yeah, we're offering, I think, 4 cans of noodles in here, and all of them are handmade.
You have to be quite an expert to be able to do hand-pulled noodles.
Yeah. So for the hand-pulled noodles, in Chinese we call it 3 times xing mian. I don't know how to say that in English, but it just like three times raise and three times
rolled.
Roll it as a flat one and cut it into pieces, and then
so they're flat noodles.
Yes, the flat noodles, and it's definitely handmade.
Now, my recollection of Xi'an is that there are a number of places providing what you call street food, selling from a window in the side of a building.
Oh yeah, yes.
Is that the sort of food that you're selling?
Sort of, yes, but the difference is we are in the restaurant.
Yes.
It's more clean and more safe, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
I wasn't commenting about the standard of the food. Some of those street places you need to check first.
Yeah, and we just want to offer the very traditional tasty from Xi'an.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I must say it brought back memories for me to find you providing Xi'an food.
Thank you.
But I wonder, Xi'an is a city. It's a very historic city and has many outstanding features like the city walls, and the entombed warriors are not so far away, and there are other features like that. Why come from Xi'an to Adelaide?
That's a very interesting question. Xi'an is a big city, definitely. And I and my family members don't very like the very busy city, and we moved to here. And we just think about it because Sydney and Melbourne is very.
But why Australia in the first place?
Because Australia's weather is very good. China, we just live in northwest. It's very cold in winter, and it's not very good. Sometimes it's not very good weather for the children.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was angry.
Fresh air here.
Yeah.
It can be very hot.
Yeah.
And very dusty.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you've come here and you've set up this restaurant, and it looks as though you're doing quite good business.
Thank you so much, because our business is just half year. It's a very short time. So I just want everyone just to come to our restaurant and taste the CS tasty.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us on Gastronaut.
Thank you so much.
I was speaking with Jing and Justin Guo. Coincidentally, the Chinese surname bestowed on me when I was dealing with China. You can find Tasty Xi'an at 84 Glen Osmond Road, Parkside. Those mysterious spices mentioned in our discussion turned out to be chili, Sichuan pepper, cinnamon, dried tangerine peel, fennel, cardamom, and bastard cardamom, star anise, bay leaf, ginger, and pepper, and maybe a few more. And they also use black Qingqiang vinegar as the base for their steeped vinegar.